This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah, for all Allah's blessing and mercy, that we are here to try our level best to perform the prayer in the best manner. We remember what the Prophet ﷺ always remind his ummah, to be humble and to keep on asking Allah for help. One of the du'a that the Prophet recommend us to recite. Imma you recite in your prayer before you give salam after the tahiyyat, or you do it after salam. And the dua is very simple. I believe majority of us have memorized this dua, but sometimes we do not know how to relate this dua with what we are doing. Today we'll try to make everybody understand how important this dua is. The dua taught by Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. It's so important to humble ourselves, to ask Allah to help us, to remember Allah, to remember Allah in good time, bad time, in Ramadan, outside Ramadan, day, night, while we are standing, while we are sleeping. In whatever you do, we hope that we always remember Allah. When you said remember Allah, brother and sisters, it's not just making zikr, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. That is one of the way how we remember Allah. But also very important, like every night without fail in our witr prayer, we were reminded by Allah again and again, lakum dinukum waliyadin. Allah is reminding us to remind ourselves and to remind other people. If you are engaged with people who are not yet a believer, they have their way, their do and their don'ts. We have our way and the do and the don't. Deen is not just a religion. What is religion? Religion is about the do and the don'ts. It's what Allah wants us to do. And Allah said, don't do this, don't do that. We just stay away. We must remember that. Alhamdulillah, we are here to perform the qiyam together. And we remember Allah loves us to stand together straight in a straight role. And Allah wants us to follow His messenger, and we are following. We stand straight and we stand close to one another. Do you feel the different, brother and sister, performing prayer here? We feel a bit different. Why? Because we are following our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We refuse to follow what we like to do. what our tradition normally do. No, we want to follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because there is a guarantee from Allah and the Prophet, whoever follow his sunnah, here. And you die with the sunnah and the Prophet, you are sure to receive the shafa'ah from the Prophet. And the Prophet will recognize us. Can you imagine how blessed we are? This is Jumu'ah. Coming to sup. Every Jumu'ah we are reminded again how important to make sure that our Jumu'ah today, for those who have performed the Jumu'ah, is going to bring us to become a better person. Al-Jumu'ah ila Jumu'ah muqaffarat baynahuma. Prophet has said, one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah, there should be some changes, upgrading, some improvement. Alhamdulillah. Wa shukrika. We never fail to ask Allah to make us people who are grateful, thankful to Allah. Not just by receiving and then we are grateful. Even we can give for the sake of Allah is a ni'mah. Not just receiving, giving is a ni'mah. Our parents keep on giving us, it's a ni'mah for them. Allahu Akbar. Wa husni ibadatik. This is where I'm going to come in again. We are worshipping Allah every day, every night. But what kind of ibadah are we performing? Are we performing the ibadah just for the sake of doing it? We don't care about how important to gain khushu' in the prayer. And Allah has said to us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, those who are believers are sure to succeed. They are going to be a very successful person here and hereafter. And one of the signs of the believer, Allah is telling us, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Are those who establish their prayer with khushu'. The saf is straight. This is the sign of the khushu'. You know what you are doing. You know why you must stand close to one another. You know what you do when the imam is reciting the Quran. Allah said, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Quran is being recited, listen. Not just listen with their ear, brothers and sisters. Your mind and your heart should respond. Feel the ayah. When you really focus on the ayah, you listen with your heart will move, will give you the alertness, awareness. Even you don't understand the meaning, if you understand the meaning, it's always better. But just by listening, it will move your heart. And it will strengthen your memory. There's one of the dua in the qunut. We ask Allah to make us always remember. Why? Because as we age, we keep on forgetting. We want to keep on remembering. And we ask Allah to remind us, to teach us what we are ignorant about. There are so many things sometimes we are ignorant about. Who can give us the knowledge? Allah. Because all knowledge belongs to Him. You just have to humble yourself and make dua. One important message I like to share with all the good brothers and sisters is because about what is happening around the Ummah. The Ummah is divided to so many groups. Among the Yahud and Nasara and the Muslim, the Prophet said, we are the most divided. 7:1, 7:2, 7:3. People of the book, the Yahud, divided to 7:1. People of the book who have the Injil also separated into 7:2. We also have the book, the Quran, we are divided to 73. But each one, only one will succeed. Among the 71, one will be the people of the book that Moses will intercede for them. Among the Nasara, 71 out, one will be saved, who follow the teaching of Isa alayhi salam, not committing shirk, because Isa do not allow any of his followers to worship him, but to worship Allah. Among the ummah of the Prophet, you'll be divided to 73. Only one will be saved. Why we are so divided? That is the work of the Satan. Gives you some feeling you are better. Your way is better. Let us move away, move away. We have our own way, our own way. That is what really happened to the ummah, without we realizing. Brothers and sisters, one hadith from Tirmizi. The Prophet ﷺ is worried about all of us. When he was alive, he was there for us. Every problem solved, alhamdulillah. But he is telling us about what will happen after he is no more with us. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِ فَسَيَرَى اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Indeed, whoever survives after my departure, after I'm no more here, Allah have moved him to Alam Barzakh. Now the Prophet is talking to all of us. You are sure the Prophet is alerting us from that time. For us not to be careful is just too bad. You are sure to see, to witness by your own eye. There will be many differences among you. A say this, A plus say that, A minus say that. Can be the same, C the same. Everybody giving ideas. And they use the name Islam. Islam is here to unite, not to divide. To make it clear, not to make things very unclear, undoubtful, up to you. No. Then the Prophet continued, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ مُحْدَثَاتِ وَمُدْحَثَاتِ الْأُمُورُ فَإِنَّهَا ضَلَالَةٌ فَمَنْ أَدْرَقْ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَحْدِيِّينَ ردوا عليها بالنواجس. The other hadith in a different kind of narration, a matan. Beware of newly invented matters, ideas, new opinions. Beware of all this. You will come across from time to time, even people who claim to be the Sunnah group. Sometimes they give a lot of excuses now. They don't want to follow the very clear kind of hadith. They'll give you some other opinion, here say, here, there say. When the hadith is clear, what is opinion? Do you think our opinion is better than the saying of the Prophet? Because when you come up with new matters, new opinion, then the Prophet said, it is misguidance. It's misguiding all of us, getting confused again. After learning the Sunnah, we can even abandon the Sunnah. Astaghfirullah. Without knowing the Sunnah, for you to abandon is common. But after knowing the Sunnah, you abandon the Sunnah, that is something really, really, very serious. What is happening? Whoever among you live to see that, if we all are experiencing it now, we are exposed to it, what should we do? What is our duty? How should we respond? The Prophet just remind us, alaykum bisunnati wa sunnatil khulafa ar-rashidin al-mahdiyin. Now the Prophet is making it very, very clear and warn us. At that point, when this thing is happening around us, then there's no other way to save yourself, to save your deen, to save your iman, except to follow my sunnah, my way, and the way of the righteous Khalifa. Not just any Sahaba, the righteous Khalifa will come first. They are the chosen one. Allah ordained them to be the righteous Khalifa. Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, Ali, radiallahu anhum. And the Prophet continued to say, hold on. Hold on to it and cling tightly to it. Never, never leave it. Whatever happened, never abandon the Sunnah. If you are not clear, it's your duty to seek clarification. When you are clear, don't entertain hearsay anymore. Is that easy? Is that simple? No response. It's not easy, huh? Yeah, it's easy, brothers. What is so difficult? Everything is being laid out. All the evidence that is clear from the Prophet is very straightforward. Just follow. How simple Allah make religion for us. Everything is being laid out. You just follow. And the danger of quoting sunnah, when there is no reference, it may be the saying of people, scholars, but not one of the Prophet. You are lying on the Prophet's name. How do you feel, brothers and sisters, people use your name and lie to other people? How do you feel? You feel good? No problem, no problem. Astaghfirullah. You can even sue them for defamation because they are using your name. We are not supposed to use that. The Prophet, you cannot play with it. The Prophet warned us, man qala alayya ma lam aqul falyatawba wa maq'adahun. Whoever say something, use my name, I didn't mention it. You say sunnah, you are putting yourself in hellfire. It's just an example, brother and sister. The last 10 night is going to get closer and closer. So please get more prepared for the last 10 night. I believe all of us have memorized the dua that the Prophet taught to his beloved wife and just also to all of us. What is the dua? Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Keep on asking Allah for forgiveness because He loves to forgive. What do we learn after asking? We also learn to forgive, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, my brother shared with me something very interesting this morning. Yeah. Was that Amin Ramzi? I'd like to share with all of you. Dua. Do you understand what is dua? Is dua important? Good. Is dua wajib or sunnah? Making dua is wajib or sunnah? Alhamdulillah, some sa'adli said wajib, syukur. Yeah. You have Ustaz Zaki also said wajib, alhamdulillah. All the ustaz must say wajib lah. The rest, I'm not sure. The word dua also is the literally for the meaning of as-salah. If people ask you, what is the literal meaning of as-salah here, dua? Is prayer wajib, salah? Wajib. And in the prayer, if you don't recite this dua, your prayer is not valid. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Asking Allah for guidance is wajib. If you don't recite from Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, after that, Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim, your Fatiha gone. That raka'at gone. You must replace with another raka'at. This dua is the most important dua. Ask Allah for guidance. Allah. Are we guided, brother and sister? Not sure, yeah? Never mind. La darara wa la dirar. Min husnil Islam? Come on. Still struggling, yeah? Allahu Akbar. I'm worried when we meet our Prophet, we don't know what to say to them. I'm very, very, when we cannot even memorize, yeah, some very simple saying of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah make it easy for all of us. Min husnil Islam al-mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'nihi. Again, those who come with husband and wife, please remind each other. Those who come with children, please remind your children, and your children can remind your parents. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, today the ayah was recited talking about what happened to Zakaria, what happened to Maryam, yeah, and the name Yahya, the name Isa, what happened, miracle thing happened, if Allah will, Allah just said, kun, fayakun, be, and it's be. Simple as that. So please make dua, ask Allah to strengthen your memory to recite the two hadiths. I want to give you the third one, but the second one is struggling. Yeah, and this hadith I have shared with you years ago. Allahu Akbar. For years already, you know, I feel, Inshallah. Tomorrow, I think everybody will be more ready. Yeah? I have to keep on reminding, you know. And then, so that when you are in the heart, the mind, alhamdulillah. We are going to move. We are going to move forward. Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, try your level best. Yeah, try your level best. Those who still don't remember, you can come forward, or those who have memorized it, you call your friend to on their handphone, audio, and you recite, let them record it. So that's how you will help yourself, inshallah. Yeah? We'll see you all tomorrow again. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaih. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.